Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
From the DuPont of Light Recording Studios from sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 179 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. Hello, Mr. Klinsman.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's good. How was your last week since we last spoke?
Oh, it was short and sweet, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely short. It was definitely not the same day as last week's episode. There's no way that's possible.
No.
No. So you had a good week. Nice. It went by like a flash, right?
Went by like a flash. That's right. I slept
like two minutes and I figured we were here.
Yep.
It's amazing how modern technology works.
Isn't it great?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, as you can tell, we are joking here on the Por Favor podcast. We're just going to jump
in. We don't usually do that.
No, we're just going to jump into 179 because this is always a long episode and we don't want to try to cut things short, do we?
And you went last week at the end of the episode, you called a 20-second timeout and you wanted to break it up because you didn't want to have to edit a 1 hour and 45 minute food podcast, which I don't blame you.
That is correct.
So now we're on to part two. So last week, you all heard the first, 12, 15 booths for probably more than that, maybe 20 booths?
Yeah, give or
take. For the food and wine up to Mexico. We didn't get into Mexico. That's where we'll start. So we're going through the menus at the 75-day-long 2017 Food and Wine Festival, and there were 35 booths, 75 days of filth, and we're just going to pick right back up where we left off. So we don't have anything really to banter about. I mean, we could talk more about chicken wings if you want, but it's kind of getting to be old hat at this point. How about, you want to talk about the British Open? I know you're not a big fan of that tournament.
No, I love the British. I don't like the U.S.
Oh, you don't like the U.S.
Correct.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of the British Open as well.
No, I love the British Open. Unfortunately, I had to go to work, and it was when Spieth blew up on 13.
Oh, boy.
So I'm making my coffee. I'm watching him blow up on 13. And I hit record, and I said, I cannot wait to come home and watch this tournament. So I get to work. The assistant pro comes out. Oh, Spieth. And I'm, like, blocking my ears. I'm like, Bobby, I'm taping it. I'm doing the, what was the name of that movie where he's got two lobsters plugging his head?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was that Red Sox movie, Fever Pitch.
He's, oh, la, Fever la, Pitch. La, la, la.
So I end up going into the pro shop. And I'm blocking my ears, and I hear them say, Spieth went eagle, birdie, or whatever. Wasn't he 5-under through 4 or 5?
Yeah, like the last 5 holes he just went low, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And so I knew, you know, it was over, game over. But what I said to the pro, I said, I've never seen a guy who can look so bad and so good on the same hole. You expected him to blow up a little bit, but he recovered on 13, and that golf shot he hit on the par 3, 14, that was game over. And he drills that 45-footer for birdie.
That was the eagle, wasn't it?
Oh, was that the 45-footer. I'm sorry. Yeah, he went birdie, eagle, birdie.
It's ridiculous. Although the funny part is when we're talking about this, it's actually like PGA week, isn't it? No.
Yeah, it's probably
when this one
PGA.
Comes out closer to the PGA. That was a good tournament. That was like what the U.S. Open should be.
And I'll tell you, I like Spieth, and I never root against anybody, but I was secretly pulling for Cooch.
I like Cooch,
too. I like Cooch a lot.
Both those guys are class acts, as far as I could tell, anyway. And I like both of them, so I was happy that both those guys
did you watch there. When Spieth won, how he just gave so much kudos to Cooch? I mean, just a good kid.
Yeah, he seems like he's got his head screwed on straight. I hope we don't find out, because, I mean, we're saying not really the same things about Tiger, but he had a squeaky clean image, and then that all blew up in his
face. And he had too much of a squeaky clean image. I mean, he had publicist and all that stuff. I mean, he was...
I guess I'm just cynical now, but I hope Spieth is as genuine as he comes off as, I guess, is what I'm saying. I hope it's
You'd be very disappointed. Where Tiger, you weren't disappointed when...
I was surprised.
You were surprised, but you weren't disappointed. Yeah. Whereas with Spieth, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, that is correct. Anyway, so that's our little British Open wrap-up. I don't even have another unofficial beer because I only have one.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And that's from last week. It's the same one from last week. It's been sitting out. It's a little warm at this point.
So. A little warm.
I don't know. I have nothing else really to add here before the break. You have anything you'd like to say?
No, I really don't have anything else to say.
All right, well, let's get right back into the good filth then.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into Mexico.
All right, you want to take a break, or you want to just go right into it?
Well, let's just get right into it.
Wow, you're changing up the format on me.
I'm completely changing the format. I said we'd do a brief intro. I didn't say let's jump right into it.
No, all right, fine. We're into Mexico. We're at the second half of the food booths from the 2017 Food and Wine Festival. If somehow you found our show and this is your first episode, go back and listen to last week at least. And then if you still make it through that, then welcome back to the Mexico booth. So look at this, Bill. This is a good way to start off week two of Food and Wine. A ribeye taco, Bill. Marinated ribeye, roasted chipotle sauce, and grilled scallions in a corn tortilla. Fantastic. Two thumbs way up. Marinated ribeye taco. I can't believe that's even on the menu.
You know what you're doing right now? You're talking dirty to me, Jürgen. I'm enjoying it thoroughly because this is food like porn right here. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Doesn't that sound fantastic?
I'm starting to sweat. You know like how you said that when you have hot stuff, talk about hot stuff, you salivate?
Yeah.
I actually start to sweat.
You're getting like the meat sweats.
I'm wiping the brows sweats. And in my upper lip. Oh,
that sounds so good. Oh. So good. Ribeye taco. Like, that's one where you want to be like, I'll take three. That's like when you go to get the jalapenos. Three all the way in a margarita.
Oh.
Ribeye taco. I hope it's not like a skimpy amount, though. I hope it's like a good filthy taco. You know, like those shrimp tacos that you've had in the past, they're good, but they're kind of lacking in the shrimp department. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A little light on the shrimp. I hope they give you a good portion on this because it sounds really good.
Jürgen.
What's that?
Let's look at number two.
Tequila, chipotle,
shrimp. It might be outdueling number one right now.
No, let's not go too far.
Billy, read this description, please.
A tequila chipotle shrimp served on a black bean Hirache, garnished with red and green cabbage, queso fresco, and crema mexicana. I don't know what a black bean hirache is, but it sounds pretty good. Red and green cabbage, sure. Queso fresco, crema mexicana. Sounds good. I'm still sticking with the ribeye taco, though. I can't go. That doesn't overtake it for me. Sounds good, but
I think if we have a 1A, we have a 1B right here. Would you agree?
No. Okay. I'm not as excited about this as you are.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to like totally rain on your parade here, but that ribeye taco is way ahead of it. Number one with a bullet. And then the dessert is a cajita mousse served with cajita sauce and white chocolate flakes. I don't know what cajita is, do you?
No.
Let's do some Googling here.
Let's do some research here.
Cajita. Cajita is a confection of thickened syrup, usually made of sweetened caramelized goat milk. It's a type of dulce de leche. In Mexico, it's considered a specialty of the city of Celaya in the state of Guanajuato. So it's like caramel sauce almost. How's that?
Sounds good.
Sounds okay to me. Now here's something I'm a little disappointed about. The beverages. This is something I usually don't care, but they had a jalapeno margarita last year, which I tried, which was one of the best things I had at all of Food and Wine last year, was the jalapeno margarita from Mexico, and it's gone off the menu. Prickly pear margarita, pomegranate margarita, Mexican-style sangria, and a Pacifico lager with a floater, which, that doesn't sound too tempting, does it, a floater?
No.
No, let's take a pass on that.
Yeah.
How about Morocco, Bill? They have a kefta pocket, which is seasoned ground beef in a pita pocket, so kind of a traditional Middle Eastern dish. Spicy hummus fries with cucumber, tomato, onions, and tzatziki sauce. And a chocolate baklava, rolled phyllo dough with toasted almonds and a dark
Bobby baklava.
Bobby baklava. The hummus fries are good. I tried those last year. Very good. Kefta pocket I haven't had. Have you tried the hummus fries from Morocco?
No.
Didn't you have something similar when you went to the Spice Road table?
No, I don't think so. I think I got the calamari and something else. I'm not sure.
Oh, all right. I'll have to look into that. We'll do some mousekeeping, maybe. All right, so nothing there that really jumps out at you, it sounds like. You didn't get so excited over the kefta pocket like the ribeye taco.
No.
So should we move on to New Zealand, then? Mm. New Zealand has a lamb meatball with a spicy tomato chutney. They have the steamed green lip mussels with garlic butter and toasted breadcrumbs.
Both thumbs up right now for me.
And a seared venison loin with wild mushroom marsala sauce and kumara puree.
And I think Susie and I may have had the first two a couple years ago.
Okay. So I tried those two a couple years ago, and I loved the mussels, was not a big fan of the meatball.
Okay. And Susie and I did like the meatball.
It was too bland. Like, the spicy tomato sauce wasn't spicy. The meatball was didn't have a lot of flavor to it to me. And then the seared venison loin, I think I tried that last year, but I don't remember. So obviously if I did, it didn't stick out to me.
Now, there is an asterisk, and it says mussels provided by Mark Foods. Now, is Mark Foods an individual, or is it Mark like food name? Company? Yeah, Mark Foods.
Hello, Mr. Foods. I don't know. That's a good question.
Because if that's the case, we may need to hire him as our executive chef.
Get him as a guest. This week on the Poor for Four podcast, we're interviewing Mark Foods.
We can have Mr. Mark Foods. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Oppenheimer.
Dr. Hayden Oppenheimer.
We're spending a lot of money on salaries.
On guests, yeah. Well, they get to promote. That's our payment, is their promotion.
That's correct.
You know, exposure. We pay them in exposure. All right, let's move on to Patagonia.
Patagonia.
And they have a beef empanada, which was probably good. I don't know. That's not something I go out of my way to have, but I'm sure I'd enjoy it.
How about number two, though, Bill?
No, this might be getting in line for this one. Grilled beef skewer with chimichurri sauce and bonito puree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would try that, definitely. That sounds very good. Very, very good. They have a couple wines at Patagonia. Yeah, grilled beef skewer. Can't go wrong with that.
No.
I'm sure that's a good one. At the Refreshment Cool Post, they have a spicy hot dog with kimchi and mustard sauce.
That does nothing for me.
I might try that this year.
Really?
Because I like hot dogs. Every once in a while, I'm in the mood for a good hot dog. And a spicy hot dog with kimchi and mustard sauce sounds like it could be pretty good.
Now, what is kimchi?
Kimchi is like a, I don't know if it's Vietnamese or Korean, but it's Asian, and it's a, it's like pickled fermented vegetables with like, in like a spicy, like, brine. So it's like carrots and celery and things like that all sitting in the brine for a while, and it gets it like a spicy vinegary flavor. So that sounds appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's cabbage in it too, so it's like a pickled cabbage, almost like a sauerkraut, but
yeah, that's
spicier.
What I was thinking when you would describe, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this has my attention, this beverage. Bain's Cape Mountain Whiskey and Frozen Coke. Now, if it's one of those hot days in September, that might be a very refreshing...
Whiskey and Coke, huh, Bill?
Whiskey and Frozen Coke. I'm on board with the hard liquors now. I don't drink them much, but they're tempting me with these offerings this year. So that was the Cool Post, the Refreshment Cool Post. Now we're on to the Refreshment Port, which I think is in the same area, but I'm not positive.
Now, let me back up a second. You've always been just a beer guy.
Mm-hmm.
You have two young daughters, correct?
And now I'm hitting the sauce
and now hard. And now you're drinking the hard stuff. Is there any correlation, or is that just a coincidence?
I haven't started yet. I'm just tempted by it.
Okay.
And it's probably not a coincidence.
Because I would think maybe like in their teenage years, now you're starting to go to like vodka straight up, maybe a little bit of vodka ice.
Vodka ice.
Vodka ice water or whatever, but already, yeah. Wow. Hitting the hot sauce. Hot sauce.
All right. Now you have me self-conscious about it. I'll have to pass. I'll just have that cotton candy drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Refreshment Port has a croissant donut with cinnamon sugar.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds perfectly fine. I like that kind of thing. A fried chicken breast nugget with Dole pineapple sweet and sour sauce.
You can get that at the Pop Century quick service.
Yeah, no problem there. And a pineapple Dole Whip soft serve ice cream, which is fine, obviously. Dole Whip, can't go wrong with that. And then they have the hard Dole Whip with the Bacardi coconut rum.
Hmm.
And a dragon berry refresher featuring Bacardi dragon berry rum. So a couple of good options there. Simple stand, not one you're going to go out of your way for, but I can imagine that hard Dole Whip is probably pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're moving on to Scotland, Bill. And they have a traditional Scottish lamb stew with neeps and tatties, a fresh potato pancake with Scottish smoked salmon and herb sour cream, and the Tipsy Laird.
And this is a Bill Klinsman drink.
Yeah, well, this is a cake.
Oh,
A whiskey-soaked cake with lemon cream and toasted oats. All those sound good to me, and I'm sure you don't agree because you're not a big fan of salmon, correct?
I can take it or leave it.
You're not a big fan of lamb, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you're not a big fan of desserts, so the Scotland booth probably doesn't have your interest too much.
I'm getting the impression that the haggis wasn't really a big hit.
I'm surprised. I liked
it. You liked that.
I did like that. I'm surprised they didn't bring it back for this year, because that's like one of those that people try and then are surprised by or they hate it, but I thought it was a pretty good selection to have there.
And for those of you who are unfamiliar with what haggis is, you can check out Mr. Klinsman taking it down a couple years ago on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, if I upload it. I will have to do that.
You'll have to do that now, won't you?
Yes. 2017 Spain is back. This is a booth that hasn't been there for a few years anyway. And the Spain booth is back, and it looks like it's back with a vengeance, Bill.
Oh, good grief, Billy. Good
Doesn't
Lord.
Doesn't this sound good? Now, you may have lost your fisherman's pie. It's not confirmed yet, but I think they're trying to make it up to you with Spain. A charcuterie in a cone with a selection of imported Spanish meats, cheeses, olives, and an herb vinaigrette. Thank you. Sign me up for one of those.
I'll take one. I'll take two of those.
Like, imagine that. That's like you get a little kid walking around with this cone of ice cream, and then we're skipping around World Showcase with a cone of meat and cheese. Can I have a meat cone, please? Not if you don't eat your lunch.
Oh, that sounds delicious, doesn't it?
A cone of meat. I want to know what the cone's made out of. Oh, yeah. A traditional Spanish paella. Oh. Yes, please.
Oh. We don't even need you don't even need to read any further, do you?
I will be in line for that. One of my favorite things.
Finish this. Finish this one, Bill.
It's got shrimp, mussels, chicken, and crispy chorizo.
Oh, good.
Woo!
Oh, God, I just...
That sounds good.
Mm. I'm wiping my face right now. Like, I'm in awe.
You're having, the arrhythmias going on over there. Then they have a seafood salad with shrimp, bay scallops, mussels, extra virgin olive oil, white balsamic vinegar, and smoked paprika.
Yes, please.
That sounds really good, too. The dessert is a sweet olive oil cake with powdered sugar and lemon curd. I will pass on that, but I will take one of each of the other three, no doubt about it. That is the new leader in the clubhouse, Bill, I think. I mean, we're not done yet, but that has to be the leader in the clubhouse, top to bottom.
I would agree.
Okay, we'll go back over it in a little bit, but that's got to be up there. We have Thailand newly returning, and I'm excited about this. I'm a big fan of Thai food. Are you a fan? I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know Susie likes it. I remember she mentioned having pad Thai and things like that. I like Thai food a lot. They have a marinated chicken with peanut sauce and stir-fried vegetables. That sounds very good. A seared shrimp and scallop cake with a cold noodle salad.
Sounds good.
That sounds good to me. A red hot spicy Thai curry beef with steamed rice. That also sounds good. All three sound good. One caveat is I hope that spicy, red hot spicy. If you started off red hot spicy, you better bring some heat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't be red hot spicy and then have Disney spice levels. You got to go a little above and beyond what it normally is.
I agree.
So I hope it's spicy. I don't want red hot spicy and then it's like taking a bite of Buffalo Wild Wings mild. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want them to put that like halfway on the pH level. And it's like ketchup. Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully they live up to the name there. And then I think the last booth coming up is the Wine and Dine Studio, which I believe was under a different name last year, because I remember some of these options, but I don't remember if this is what it was called. But either way, a couple good options here is they pulled duck confit with cannellini bean ragu and Zinfandel reduction. I had that last year. Very good. The pulled duck confit.
You like duck, huh?
I do. I'm a big fan.
Now, what is that? Describe this dish.
So, pulled duck is like pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
So it's
okay,
probably,
yeah.
You know, a fatty part of the duck. So, confit means it's cooked in its own fat. So, they just like let it soak in the duck fat and like boil and cook in the fat. Then they take it out and drain it and then they pull it apart like they would a pulled pork. Then a bean ragu, so it's just like a little bean salad on the side, but the duck was the main attraction there, obviously. The next option here sounds very good. Seared scallops with a truffled celery root puree, Brussels sprouts, and wild mushrooms featuring Melissa's produce. Again, Melissa in Mark Foods are probably closely related. Correct. Melissa Produce and Mark Foods.
Yeah, yeah, they're probably cousins.
So that sounds really good. A truffled celery root puree, Brussels sprouts, and wild mushrooms. Oh, that sounds good. With a nice seared scallop on top.
Yeah.
Not too heavy. A lot of good flavor in there, I'm sure. A trio of artisan cheese, which is a fromage à frios de excellence served with a toasted baguette. A Point Reyes original blue served with apricot jam. And a Point Reyes Toma served with honey. I know what blue cheese is. I don't know what the other two kinds are. If Por Favor wife was there, I'm sure she would try those, and I would take a little nibble to see how they are.
She's but a big cheesy, huh?
She loves cheese. Yeah, she's a big fan. So I love it as well, but I don't go out of my way to like seek out cheese plates and things like that, like she will. Sounds pretty good. That Wine and Dine Studio overall sounds like a pretty good way to end it off here. They have a couple other locations which I think only have drinks. If you look at this Block and Hans, which has some specialty beverages, probably some that I would try, like the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale, J-Dub's Bell Cow Porter, Killer Whale Cream Ale from Jacksonville, Florida. Then they have the Fife and Drum, has a few different things. They have the Hansen Brothers Festival Festive Ale Saison. Joffrey's Coffee and Tea has their own drinks, which actually I had one last year. I had the Kahlua-tini iced coffee. Can you believe that?
No.
Roasted iced coffee chilled and topped with Kahlua, Grey Goose vodka, and rich and creamy half and half.
Huh.
I had that at the festival last year. It was pretty good, actually. So that's it. That's it for the offerings at the 2017 Food and Wine. So we definitely front-loaded the first episode. And we got halfway through the alphabet thinking we were halfway through the booths, but there was only like 8 or 9 left. So we kind of flew through them.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have some reviewing to do here. Which booth impressed you the most this year? Go back and take your time. Figure out what you're most excited about.
Which
either
booth?
A new one or a returning, maybe some new,
well, new options. Let's go. I'm going to say Mexico.
Okay. Yeah, those two options are pretty solid. Mexico has a good...
I would say Spain.
Spain definitely is up there on my list. That's probably still number one. I'm going through and looking at this right now. There's some solid old stalwarts that are always looking pretty good that are returning. But that Flavors from Fire sounds pretty good. Those piggy wings, mm-hmm. smoked corned beef, and the sweet pancake with spicy chipotle. That's up there on my list of things to try. I'm seeing if there's any pictures on this website.
There are down below.
Oh, look at that. Smoked corned beef with crispy warm potatoes. Piggy wings. Beautiful. The sweet pancake doesn't look as good as I thought. But I'd still try it. Yeah, I don't know. I think one that's going to be under the radar is that Coastal Eats. What do you think about that?
That looks good. I'm going to say my third is going to be Italy.
Yeah,
you it know looks what, really, right. really good, and I hope it doesn't disappoint like it has in years past.
I agree with that. I have the exact same sentiment on Italy. I think my number one is Spain.
That's mine.
My number two is that Borsin Cheese Studio.
Okay.
With that beef stroganoff and that savory caramelized onion, Borsin garlic tart. That sounds fantastic.
And I'd say my number two is Mexico, followed closely with Italy.
Okay, Italy.
What would your third be?
I'm trying to decide between that Coastal Eats or the Flavors from Fire. I think I'm going to have to go with the Flavors from Fire as my third choice because that sounds really good. I'm all about the new. I know like some of the stuff that I've had is going to be good because it's tried and true and you're kind of taking matters into your own hands. You're playing with fire if you try some of these new things because you don't know what they're going to be. But I like trying the new stuff. And with that being said, which booth either has disappointed you the most with some changes they've made or bores you the most, like one that you definitely don't care about?
I mean, I would say I'm very disappointed, obviously, with Ireland.
Yeah, I was expecting that answer from you with the lack of the fish.
Because that is probably my favorite.
It's a solid choice. It's big. I wonder if they cut it for...
Yeah, you're right, because for the price, It was definitely, it was one of the winners, because a lot of times you just get, like, it's like finger food.
Right.
And this, for whatever the price was, $7.99 or whatever, you got a good, generous portion.
A solid portion, yeah.
And what do they have, Irish sausage? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's
cheddar cheese.
Good.
Yeah. It just...
They both sound good, the things that they have there, but that was a winner. The
it was a winner, yeah.
But they added a lot of seafood this year. A lot of seafood. Spain is seafood heavy. That Coastal Eats is all seafood. So maybe that was the reason. They thought they were too seafood heavy and they had to change it out to something else.
No, what would you say disappointed you this year?
My biggest
going into it. Verdict's not out yet.
No, that's true. Germany and Belgium always bore me. There's nothing in those two that gets me going over there. And then as far as new things or something that I was expecting more out of, let's see. I feel like Canada. I know that's going to be a unpopular opinion, but I think Canada's resting on its laurels. They need to bring something new to the table.
Yeah, they do the same thing every year.
You know what I mean? They can't just roll out the soup and the filet every year and that's it. They got to add something to their booth. They might as well just call it the Le Cellier booth. They have to have more to offer from Canada than those two items. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, like, for food and wine, I'd like to try something unique, and that's what's so great about it, because for $5, if you don't like it, it's no big deal. But, I mean, this is, like you said, just coming out of their restaurant. Like, give us something unique.
And I'm not complaining about the things they have. I just wish they would give one thing that's, like, a little out there, a little crazier. But, obviously, that's a busy one anyway, so I guess they figure they don't have to do anything. People are going to flock to it regardless. And I understand that sentiment, but I wish they would do something a little more adventurous. You know, they're known for maple syrup. They could do, like, I'm sure they could come up with a really good dessert. Something like that. I don't know. That's all I have. I have nothing else I really am disappointed in.
Okay. We can
There's more winners than losers.
Oh, I definitely agree.
I mean, they've added a lot, obviously, and they moved some things around, but there's not many booths that I say are complete misses. Most of them have at least one or two things that are intriguing that I'd like to try. And like you said, big turnaround for Italy. They have a chance to really be something special this year. It's like we're talking about a NCAA basketball team at the beginning of the tournament. They could be a sleeper, Cinderella, coming out of the West bracket. Same thing with New Zealand. You know, I'm going to throw them under the bus because they haven't changed it up in a while either. New Zealand's holding steady with the same things too. So that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of safe options as usual.
Right, sure. And I understand some things are favorites, like that crispy pork belly. You'd be disappointed if it went away. Just like the fisherman's pie. Now, we're giving other countries a hard time for sticking with the same old, and then we give Ireland a hard time for changing it up. It's hard to have it both ways, but I guess that's our job to complain about it, right?
We're foodies and we're critics.
Yes. We know what we like. That was one of the things, but what are you going to do? It'll be back another year, I'm sure.
Exactly.
All right, Billy. This is going to be a shorter episode, but I think our listeners will survive.
Yeah, you want to take a break and wrap this one up?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents... your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance,
Nice, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu. Take a glance and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding, au flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do drinks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet.
Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Hey, Cogsworth. Suddenly those good old days are gone. Too long we've been resting, needing so much more than dusting. Needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oops a daisy.
It's a guest, it's a guest. Sakes alive, well, I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured, and thank the Lord, I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With dessert, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me.
While the hey, we're back from break. This is episode 179 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. This is part two of the Food and Wine Festival, the food part.
Yeah, so we're going to have two parts of food, maybe two parts of music.
Of the music.
If we're lucky. And then we'll have some reviews, music reviews, food reviews. I mean, we milk this thing more than Disney does,
don't we? Oh, this is we love this, so don't we?
It's just content.
And the thing is you like the food and I like the music. Not that I don't like the food, but the music is my enjoyment.
Yeah. Put it this way. You like the music a lot. How do I want to word this? Our love for the food is close. Your love for the music surpasses mine greatly.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, so we can both talk about the food together and be on close to even ground. But when it comes to the music, that's why we bring in special guests, Sweet Singing Susie, to help us out with those episodes. That's always a grand old time.
Oh, that's probably everybody's favorite episode.
It has to be. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We'll have that coming up in a week or so anyway, after these are over.
We've got some trip reviews from your sisters. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff in the hopper right now.
We do. This is excellent. Content, Bill.
It's all about content.
We came through the summer. Now we're heading into the end of the summer here.
Oh, see, if I wasn't living in Florida and you said that, I wouldn't sleep tonight. Just with what you just said. We're coming to the end of summer. Oh, I always hated that.
I mean, for Disney. Like, their end of their summer is like middle of August, because that's when the Florida people go back to school.
Right? Yeah, they're going back to school like next week, actually.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So their summer's over, so they're getting into all the good stuff that we like, the food and wine, the Christmas stuff. So that's what I meant. I didn't mean summer season, because that does upset me a little
bit. Does it upset you, too?
A little bit.
As much as you like the foliage and the apple picking and all that nonsense.
I like the apple picking, I like Thanksgiving, but then everything after Christmas is a disappointment to me.
It's horrible, isn't it? Once the New Year's bowls are done,
yeah,
it's like, oh, I got 3 months of garbage.
Yeah, the ball drops, the football's over, and then you're just sitting there looking at outside your window at 4:15 in the afternoon, it's pitch dark.
Awful.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done? Yeah, all right. Well, on that note, let's wrap it up.
Let me ask you a question first.
Certainly. Go right ahead,
sir. Here are my thoughts. I've got to get you those passports prior to your visit.
Oh, so I can do some research.
You have to highlight. You have to take notes. This is going to be like our caddy yardage booklets.
Oh, I like that. So you're going to go down like early September. Get a couple extra passbooks, have them like next day aired to
I'm going to send them up to you, And when we're
certified mail. Yeah.
And when we're going through, we're both going to have our stuff highlighted.
So you'll have one that you take with you to stamp. Then you'll have your extra one for notes, and then I'll have my notes.
You're gonna, yeah, I'll send two or three. You know, if you make a couple mistakes or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have just one.
No, but these are going to be in our back pocket.
Of course, and then we go around and be like, oh, yeah. Because you don't want to get in the heat of the moment and eat, like, a Jamaica beef patty.
No, we have to, like, make lists, number one,
maps.
Number two. Like, I can pull this thing. We keep them in our back pockets like the caddies do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say Mexico is 175. It's a little downwind. That's why you can't smell the food.
Right.
And I think it's a good, hard pitching wedge.
Yeah, so I'd be like, well, we could try the New Zealand booth. You'd be like, Billy, look at this. We're only 150 yards from Mexico. Let's try that ribeye taco. And you're like, oh, okay, good call.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Because I think the problem is that we run around, and we're like, where's this, where's this? I think we need to have a map. We need to know where everything is. We need to do our top 10 of what we want to try.
Sure,
we really have to put a lot of planning into this.
There's going to be some work going into it. You're right about that. It's beautiful.
So I think when you get that envelope delivered at the studios, you're just going to go nuts, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll be pouring over it with my heart and soul. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah, make sure you send those up. Certified mail, please.
Send some passports. Maybe a couple for your parents as well.
Sure. They're going to need some research, too. Catherine.
Yeah, can I get 15 passports, please?
Well, they have them, like, hanging around.
Yeah, they're
all
out of
the sky there. It's not like they keep under lock and key, certainly.
Maybe you can take a nice little picture, too, when it gets delivered.
Oh, certainly.
A couple selfies when you get that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll wrap this up. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Find us on Twitter and Facebook at Por Favor Podcast. Website, www.porfavorpodcast. Email the show with any show ideas. info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me, mike@porfavorpodcast. My personal Twitter handle is @porfavormike. You can also look at our videos on YouTube. Search for us, www.porfavor, or what is it? youtube.com/porfavorpodcast.
And I will upload that Haggis video.
You gotta upload that. I put the stress on you, didn't I?
Yeah. Now I gotta go back 2.5 years into my files and try to find them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Beautiful.
What else?
Yeah,
what
do you got, Billy? You can email me, gary@porfavorpodcast.com.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 179 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro Des podcast. For my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike down in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. We'll talk to you next week.
See you.